got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question, is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is that you're doing and you're unable to just sit and watch the show, maybe you're over there in the valley at the pot farm, marijuana farm, and you're trying to stop ICE from picking up the illegals that over there work planting the pot, running the farm, or whatever. Or you're sending your children off to a public school because you're not going to stay home and raise the children. You don't love your children. That's not good for the ego. You can podcast the show, but you can also, and you can be listening while the show is happening anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. So it is Open Line Friday / Black Friday. That was then. This is now. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Maze. What? What's wrong with the blacks? Maze, what? Amazing. A spiritual battle. And everyone, it doesn't matter, who's not working on themselves, who are not working on themselves, are suffering. So, love your hell, love your misery, and stay in it, and just look for thrills. A life of thrills is miserable. You know, I was thinking this morning, as I was reflecting, on the way my country was when I was growing up and the way it is now. And by the way, Happy White History Month. July is White History Month. And we're celebrating 8 years. We started this 8 years ago in an effort to remind you and generations to come that at one time, America was amazing. It was founded and created by white men. And with the help of God, they created a place that everybody and they mama and their mama want to come. And when they get here, they want to destroy it because they can't help it. They bring their old ideas, old nature with them. It's like down in the South Central area where the Mexicans live and where the Asians live a little bit more west and then more southeast, South Central, you have the blacks. And none of those areas look like America. And so the people bring their culture with them and create the same environment that they leave. It reminds me of when you break up in a marriage and the man or the woman remarry with someone new. They bring the same nature. They bring the same environment into each and every new marriage that they perform. They bring the same kind of mess into it. Isn't that amazing? They just bring it with them, and they keep repeating the same thing over and over and over, and never question why in order to overcome it. These people in my country remind me of that. But our reflection is that my country does not look the same at all, really. I was looking around and reflecting, what is it in my country that reminds me of when I was growing up? What about it that reminds me of when it was amazing? Nothing. Really and literally nothing. That I can think of. And if I do think of something, I will let you know. Amazing, huh? It's mind-blowing. And something else I realized that's very interesting to me to observe in my country. To watch my government working desperately to make America better again, great again, by deporting and going around the country and gathering up the illegals and sending them back to their country is mind-blowing to see that. It's like fascinating, meaning that it's so nice to see for the first time in my lifetime, or maybe a little bit before I got older, to see my government working to make my country safe and great again. And then to watch the enemies of America, inside of America, going out there fighting with the government to keep America in destruction. I want you to really think about this. You have illegal aliens and so-called American citizens going and gathering in protests and fighting against ICE and the police and the military, in some cases, to keep America in destruction. They are fighting for the criminals. It's like there is a riot going on in the prison, and all the prison guards, all the inmates are fighting against the prison guards. Think about that. You got American citizens fighting the government to protect illegal aliens. criminals. And in some cases, at least one case, it appears they were shooting at them in California last night. At least one, it appears. And in Texas, same thing has happened, according to the report. Think about that. Who are these people that they're openly fighting the government to protect criminals? And if you're here illegally, you are a criminal. It doesn't matter where you came from or if your wife and children are with you. Take them to your country with you. That's your home. Lock them up and send them over there, too. That's their home. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. And women are leading the way in most cases. And the men are following the women right into destruction. It's so interesting to see it. This doesn't look like America at all anymore. It definitely is a third world country. And so my question is, where were we, the American citizens, those who want to uphold the law, they want America to be great again, where will you go if this continue? Because, God forbid, Donald Trump is only there for, 3 years? Is there anyone that will be able to, who will be able to stand up to the plate and do and be as strong as the Great White Hope is and love this country enough to fight against the enemies of America? You have politicians, mostly Democrat politicians, who promise you if you vote for them, they're going to look out for you, the American citizen, fighting against you and supporting the criminal and encouraging violence. They are encouraging violence. Talking about the inmates running insane asylum. Did you ever imagine America could become this? And it's only going to get worse because generation and generation will come into America, be born into this country, and this is all they're going to know about the country. They're not going to know about the good of it. That's why we're working desperately to keep white history going so somebody can remind the young generations to come that this is what they're trying to tell you about America is not true. Here's the real deal about this amazing country. KTLA 5 is reporting federal immigration agents assisted by members of the National Guard carried out raids at the cannabis. This is at a dope farm. A drug farm. This is not even a cotton field, nor a corn field, nor a peanut field, nor a sweet potato field, nor okra and cabbage and collard green field. This is not even a pig farm. This is a pot farm, a drug farm. That they raided because there are truckloads, according to the report, illegal aliens out there in my country growing drugs. And so the National Guard carried out raids at two cannabis farms in Ventura County in an operation that drew several hundred protesters who clashed with officers. So are they protesting because they were high or they want to continue to get high? Or was it something else going on? Watch this from ABC 7.
Federal agents staged a massive all-day raid at a sprawling farm in Camarillo and took dozens of workers into custody.
The sweep, one of the largest operations conducted by immigration officials in Southern California, sparked tense standoffs between police and protesters.
As you can see behind me here, we have protesters. They are coming and going, standing up against some of the armed agents that are blocking the road so no one can get any closer to this facility. Now, many of these protesters telling us that they're showing up here to support these farm workers as well as those detained. We're told that the protests began at around 11 this morning, but as far as the raid, we're told that began around 8:30. Federal agents and protesters clash in Camarillo during an immigration enforcement operation at Glasshouse Farms. It's a large cannabis facility located on Laguna Road near Las Poses.
And agents are here. They were seen actually running through the field at some point.
This man says his girlfriend is one of about 600 employees at the facility.
She called me crying because, I mean, the fact that they're just taking hardworking people, you know.
They're not taking hardworking people. They're taking illegal aliens, illegal criminals, not hardworking people. And look at the foreigners on our soil fighting against the government. Why didn't they put up this kind of fight in their own countries? Why? Why are they more brave here than over? Well, they're braver here than over there. What are they doing over here? Who would they need them over there? They can fight against our government, but not their own. Think about that. Why is that? And they call them hard workers. These are illegal aliens. Why didn't they work hard in their own country? And what is it before Donald Trump? What's wrong with our country that we allow them to get away with that? They should, those people who are blocking the road with their cars and things, when the military come in and those big armored cars and things, they should just run right over them, over the cars and go right through them. You can't. This is not going to turn out well if these people should win. The criminals. And something nice about seeing President Trump standing against these people no matter what, even when that stupid, dumb mayor, Carrie Bassin, and the so-called governor, Newsom, fighting with the enemies of America, the criminals, even when they say, oh, no, 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 Trump is like giving them the finger. Right on. These are not hardworking people. These are illegal aliens. These are criminals. And they are at a pot field, a drug field. Just remember that. It's not a cotton field. It's not a corn field. It's not a peanut field. So they're not growing food. They're getting high. Federal agent protesters clashed at another cannabis facility.
A similar scene also played out at the Glasshouse facility in Carpinteria.
Around 10 a.m., potentially 9:30 is when community members started sharing information that there was a raid at both Glasshouse Farms in Camarillo and in Carpinteria.
As dozens of farm workers were detained and taken away in vans, word quickly spread on social media, and more protesters showed up at the facility as the day wore on.
ICE agents had came and they raided this warehouse over there, and they took multiple people and they loaded them up in a bus and they sent them off who knows where.
Elizabeth Ramos tells us she used to work in the fields.
Yeah, it's just hard because there's so much you can do and there's so much that you can't do, you know. I mean, our voice matters and this is all we can do.
No,
agents lined up on one side of the road to keep protesters back from the facility. At times, the face-off between the two turned tense. Agents could be seen throwing smoke canisters, while protesters threw rocks and bottles.
And
then many of them fled. DHS released a statement saying, DHS law enforcement is executing criminal warrants at a marijuana facility. Our brave officers will continue to enforce the law.
Amazing. In the United States of America, my country, thank God that we have the great white hope in the White House right now. And they call him King. They call him Daddy. I call him great white hope. And what manner of man is this? The world obeys him. They're not stopping. Just imagine if they did stop or they were not doing this. Eventually, it would just be completely, sooner rather than later, over for America. All this going on, all these illegals in our country, allowed in by the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama, and Biden. And I think a little bit happened on Bush. Where Bush? Now, I never hear from Bush. That was a president at one time named Bush. George Bush, that is. Where is he? I guess he's in Texas with his oil field. What a mess. And remember how Bush refused to speak or criticize the fallen Messiah? Donald Trump was sent to us by God. And we better be grateful, because it would be worse if it wasn't for him. I still can't get over this thing where illegal aliens, foreigners, are on our soil fighting our police. But in their own soil, they wouldn't fight. They ran here. Well, how come they have more courage to fight our government, but not their own? Why didn't they stay at home and fight at home? This is not their home. Why? How come they are bolder here than they were in their own homeland? And they use words like, oh, these are hardworking. These are family people. The mother was captured, the kid. And all they're doing, the only thing the president is doing is sending them back home. What's wrong with that? Why don't you want to go home? Baby, it's time to go, come home. A little update about that flood that is happened in Texas. It's amazing. Fox 13 is reporting that at least 118 people are dead. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. You got some Christian people, mostly it's all like women, females, out camping somewhere over there in Texas at a Christian retreat. And now they're dead. And this is like the second time that something like this has happened. Fox 13, at least 118 people are dead. And more than 170 remain unaccountable for in Central Texas. Flood waters. And the officials fear those numbers could keep rising because there are still people missing. Why is this from Fox 13?
At least 100 people are dead and more than 170 people remain unaccounted for in central Texas floodwaters. Now officials fear those numbers could keep rising.
We are at a distribution site here in Kerr County where hundreds of volunteers are doing everything they can to support these search crews.
Within hours after Friday's deadly floods swept across central Texas, a surge of nonprofits arrived on the ground to provide crucial support to survivors and keep the thousands of first responders and volunteers going. Search teams are not giving up until every missing flood victim is found, and groups like Mercy Chefs are making sure they're staying fed, providing more than 4,000 meals every day across 15 locations.
They're like, I saw things today I can never unsee. So we're trying to stand with them.
We're Texas strong. That's what the hat says. That's what Texans do. We help each other.
This, as a local sheriff says, first responders are spending what little time they have to rest, still going back out into the field.
16, 18, 20-hour shifts. But rather than taking a day off, a much well-deserved day off, he volunteered to go out on foot with a ground search party.
Governor Abbott has ordered a special session for lawmakers to address upgrading the flood warning systems.
Nick, when they say, I can't unsee, what does that mean?
They can't unsee.
That guy says he's seen something that, whatever he's seen, he can't unsee it. What does that mean?
Well, once you see it, Jesse, it's not like you can go back. It's not like you can undo it.
No, he said
you done seen it. What?
When he said he can't unsee it, he said he could not unsee what he has seen. What does he mean by that?
Once you've committed the act of observing, you'd have to go back in time to undo it.
Why is that?
Because you already saw it.
I don't understand that. I really don't understand. What do you mean by you can't unsee it?
Like if you
so if you see a dead body floating down the river, right? Is he going to be seeing that for the rest of his life?
No, not necessarily.
But what do you mean he can't unsee it?
Talk about trauma.
What?
He's talking about trauma.
He's talking about trauma?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't he unsee trauma?
You said what? What can he unsee trauma?
Why can't he unsee trauma?
That's a deep question. I have my thoughts about it. I don't know. I don't want to step on your toes here.
What toes?
Well, why can't he unsee trauma?
Right.
Yeah, he'll be thinking about it and seeing it for like James says, for the rest of his life.
Hate is saying he will see it for the rest of his life. Why?
A great question.
And nobody knows the answer.
I think you'd have to ask him.
Ask who?
The man who can't unsee it.
What a horrible way to live. Thomas is a first-time caller out of Texas. And may the soul of those people who are dead, may their soul rest in peace, really. It's mind-blowing to hear something like that, though. I got to admit that. Thomas, first-time caller out of Texas, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Thomas.
So I'll make this quick because I've been listening to you for about a month or so, and I've been finding what you've been saying really interesting, especially the just deny every single thought, positive or negative. I guess my question to you is, you know, Proverbs, it says, like, life and death is power of the tongue, like, speak life over your life. Like, you've referred to that?
I have.
So do you think that that's, like, unnecessary, like, the power of positive thinking? Like, do you even need to think positive about your life or just
There is no such thing as positive thinking. That's an illusion.
So what do they mean by that in Proverbs?
Stop speaking death into your life. Stop identifying with evil. I'm lonely. I'm depressed. I'm suicidal. I'm this. I got to be married and have money, have a family. You're speaking death into your life.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, because I've been talking to some of my friends about that, and we were just talking about, like, yeah, you just need to be more positive, just no matter what, just, you know, think positively. But then And that made sense for a while until I started watching your videos. I was like, wait, maybe that's why, like, it's not working for everyone.
Yeah, you can't, me, you know? No such thing as say thinking positive will still keep you in hell. There's no such thing as positive thinking.
Gotcha. So just go through life, just see, or just observe.
Stay present and live your life without thinking. Thank you, Thomas. I got to take a break. Back in a moment.
I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
/Black Friday, and this is White History Month, July 8 years. This is our 8th year anniversary of July White History Month.
What history?
Amazing. Couple announcement. The Hake Report. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m., right after my show, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And today, Hake has a guest, Krishan the Don of Misfits, of the Misfits Nation podcast. Sorry about that. The Misfit Nation podcast. Krishan the Don. Those conversations are always amazing. And then after that, a brand new episode after the Hake Report on Friday. Brand new episode of PerformanceState.tv. Really? As amazing. You're going to love this. You love them all, but you're going to especially love this one, too. I had an interesting, fun discussion with Mike O'Hearn. And Mike is a bodybuilder, actor, fitness, and a fitness expert. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
The one, the only, Mike O'Hearn.
Mom and Dad's jeans.
Could you overcome anger if you wanted to?
I'm talking intensity. Controlled rage.
Were you a slut maker?
What?
I can take you down.
I know you can.
No.
Come on.
I'm on you.
We're going to get you in shape this year. Wait till you see next year's Jesse. Right coming on. Out topless, popping the top.
Amazing. At 11 a.m. Pacific time.
Next time.
And you don't want to miss it. And you can support the FallenState.tv by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.com/locals.net, right there.
Yes.
Is that true?
No. It's jesseleepeterson.locals.com.
I used to just say locals.
Right.
And then you got me all confused.
Thank you.
So become a member and support the Father State. And then the American Anchor Baby right after that. The American Anchor Baby. No guest today with him, but you will be the guest by calling and chatting with him. Right after the FatherState.tv around noon Pacific time. And then Sunday morning fellowship, come on down. All are invited. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. 2 p.m. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Amazing, huh? Listen, don't forget to support us. We have a fundraiser going there. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, all right, to donate. Hey, what do they mean when they say, I can't unsee it?
I first heard this from your former board operator, Andre, remember? And
yes,
when he would see something that was like gross, he's like, cannot unsee. And it means that it's a horrifying sight and traumatizing and can't get the picture out of your head.
So they never going to get the picture out?
Never.
They will always see it.
Not necessarily, but they cannot unsee it.
Why not?
Because it was a horrifying thing, and they made the mistake of looking, and
so they're gonna spend the rest of their life seeing that particular scene.
Yeah, your brain never forgets every image that you've ever seen is in your brain somewhere,
and that makes sense.
It's I learned it in college.
Take your degree back.
It's an art degree.
Oh, and no wonder.
I learned that in photography class.
Amazing. And so that are you the same way? Once you see something, you can't unsee it?
Yeah. Yes. Yep. For example, those ISIS beheadings and things like that.
Right.
I tried to look at it just kind of objectively, but after a while I was like, no, this is too much. I don't want to see anymore.
And so now you stuck with never unseeing it.
Yeah. Some of the stuff I've kind of forgotten about, to be honest, to be fair.
So you do unsee it then?
Yeah, I guess so.
What?
I said, yeah, I guess so.
You guess so what?
I guess I do eventually sort of unsee it, sort of let it go.
And then the anchor baby gave me an example. He picked up a piece of paper over there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's like I look at this paper, and Nick, correct me if I'm wrong, and I throw the paper away, but what I've seen on the paper, I can't unsee it. Am I right, anchor baby?
Yeah, essentially.
And I ask, why can't you unsee it? And he say,
well, in the same way, it's not as easy. Like, I can burn the paper, but I can't, like, burn the memory.
Why not?
Well, I don't see the way to do it. I don't have a delete button anywhere. Not like I could do it. You can delete, can you delete memories? Can you burn memories?
So, absolutely.
I can't do that.
And why not?
I don't know how.
With all that energy given to you by God, you can't burn memories.
No.
Really?
They just kind of fade on their own. What do you mean, really?
Only if you're really? Not attached
to
them.
That's so crazy.
What?
Only if you're not attached to them do they fade away. They stick, because I've talked with callers, or I've heard callers say, oh, this person said this about me. I'm like, I don't remember that. Because they're identifying with themselves. They cannot unhear what they heard.
So are you guys, and maybe now to kind of get it, are you guys telling me that you spent a lifetime being traumatized by everything that you see?
Pretty much.
Are you saying that too, Anchorman?
No. I'm just saying I understand those words. You were saying, I don't understand that. I don't understand that. I'm like, well, let me try to explain just like the words, the meaning. But like maybe with some things, I'll say that. Well, maybe with some things, but not stuff I see on the internet, like gore videos. Like that's just, I don't have this emotional reaction to all that stuff. I don't. That fades away quick. Like you said beheading video, and I'm thinking, that's so grainy right now. I can't even remember that video.
Yeah, I can't either. One of the things that I try not to see so that I don't have to say I cannot unsee it is I try not to see people get run over by cars.
You try not to see it? Mm-hmm. So you like walking up down the road like this, trying not to see an accident that's not happening?
Yeah, when I wasn't thinking about in real life, but yeah, that would be horrifying.
Oh, you
all
bet.
These people popper wheeling down La Cienega on their motorcycles, their dirt bikes.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, please don't fall. Please don't fall and get run over. But I'm talking about on X because on Twitter, they show all kinds of stuff and they don't put a little warning thing over it where it's like blurry. And so
they'll be giving you all these things that you cannot unsee.
Mm-hmm.
That is so that
I look away. What? If I have any sense that there's going to be something that happens, I look away.
Oh, baby.
Alpha. By the way, never mind.
I'm trying to think of the things that I can't unsee. Like it's not like trauma video. Oh my god, so bad. That's not stuff. I'm trying to think though and be a little honest. Like, what can't I unsee? You know, people talk about being in the shower and remembering like that embarrassing thing you did when you were 10. I mean, that's something you did. You had not unseen.
True.
I'm trying to think of one for me.
Sad way to live. I can't unsee it. No wonder you amazing.
No wonder what?
I won't say it. Well, I can't unsee it. Derek said, my producer, a woman backstabbing you is hard to unsee. Backstabber. 888. What does it mean? I can't unsee. Or I think they're just a saying. It just sounds nice to say it, I think. I don't think it's true.
It is a good figure of speech for an official who wants to appear sympathetic to the people.
And
he just said he saw bodies floating down the overflowing river.
No, he just said that. I used that. I said that if you happen to see a dead body, a body floating down the ocean, the river, or whatever, you gonna spend the rest of your life seeing that.
It would leave a mark.
Why?
Not necessarily full blown permanent mark, but it would definitely be like.
Why?
Because everybody wasn't raised Muslim slaughtering. Piggies like you did. Not that you were raised Muslim, but the Muslims are raised slaughtering animals.
Muslims don't even like pigs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But they do slaughter animals, and then they can slaughter people, too.
If you want to keep a Muslim away from your house, put a pig in your yard.
Maybe.
At the front
door. Shout out to the Muslims.
Yeah, shout out. Amazing. Super chat.
Nice. Exciting.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Jabrail, NTP gave a super chat yesterday toward the end of the show. No message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Madeline,
Appreciate three
coffees from Madeline. Derek, have no worries about that Epstein list. Luke 8:17, for all that is secret will eventually be brought into the open, and everything that is concealed will be brought to light and made known to all, she says.
So you think God want the Epstein note to be brought to your attention? Why? For what?
Yeah.
Why? I don't even understand why anyone interested in Epstein life.
Yeah.
Or anyone that went to his house.
I heard from Bill O'Reilly that Trump told him that there's probably a bunch of people in Epstein's files and stuff like that.
Right.
Who are just innocent. Maybe they went to the island and didn't do anything.
Yeah, went to the party.
Yep.
I don't even
But
understand.
People get into their it's minds just, and...
Anyone that's interested in Epstein life list, whatever you have, It's just doing it out of nosiness. It's just nosing. What good that going to do you to know who went to his house, who, whether they went just to party or went to have sex with those people? What good is that doing you to know that, other than being nosy? I really want to know, why is that important to you? And I hear people say, oh, Trump letting us down. Trump should let us see the list. Why? Which more important, Trump cleaning up America or Epstein list? That's just nosiness. That's all that is. Nothing else but that. And that's not going to do you, other than satisfy your thrill of being nosy, it's not going to do any other good. Just give you something to gossip about. All for the thrill of it. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Adler says, thanks, Jesse, over on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
And thank you. Derek said, I'm not worried. Amazing. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, we had a fiery, punchy TV.
Y'all can Derek. Podcast that. They can podcast that? No?
Yes, you can podcast it. It's on Substack, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other places, as well as YouTube, Jesse's Punchy TV YouTube, Jesse's Rumble, and elsewhere.
Okay.
Lloyd bought... Thank you, Madeline, for that.
Thank you,
those
Madeline.
Three coffees.
Yeah.
And thank you, Adler, as well. Lloyd says, Jesse, I love how you say the word people. People.
You love white people?
It cracks me up every time. Shout out to Derek and Omid.
Right
yes,
on.
Sir.
Thank you.
10 coffees, very generous from Eric. In response to the biblical question, is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? No. The ego suffers when it loses, and it depends on to regulate its emotions. What it depends on to regulate its emotions, you hate anyone or anything you've built an emotional dependence on. Hard to lose what you hate. If you feel anything when someone leaves your life, you are never present with them. What you feel is resentment toward yourself for lacking the presence in your own life.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah.
Someone three coffees. Good morning. Hi, y'all.
Morning.
If I was baby Jessica's daddy, I would have told her to dig herself out of that hole. Beta.
What's she referring to?
Baby Jessica's daddy. Stuck in the hole. Fell down into a well.
But that was a little child. It wasn't an adult in the well.
Right.
The baby fell in the well. Everybody unhappy except baby Jessica's daddy. Thank you.
Groovin' Mastiff bought a coffee. Could totally relate to that guy who called yesterday, was pining over his ex-girlfriend. That was me before I started working on myself. We all have the same problems. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
God bless, he says.
Yeah.
Thinking out loud about a coffee. Yo, Jesse, it's the now 30-year-old who lost money in the stock market, gambling, whose parents convinced him to take the lower-paying job. You available for a one-on-one consultation to help get myself on track? If I'm ever in L.A., it'd be cool to have breakfast or lunch with you guys. You all seem super chill. Can I get a happy birthday? Ha-ha.
Amazing. Thank you. If you want counseling, are they asking for counseling?
Yeah.
If you want counseling, I do counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Go to Rebuilding the Man. RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND to make an appointment. Thank you.
Anthony, with a few cash apps, says, Jazzy Cricket, give Karen Bass one of your wigs, please. Do you think Black Friday gets black fatigue? New Black Anthem. I didn't do it, I swear. He says.
You didn't do what?
That's his...
Oh, that's what she said. Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Fazul says, happy Black Friday and White History Month.
Friday is Black Friday because we love the blacks. And White History Month because we love white people. What's up? Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice, Fazul. Eric, five coffees. What's wrong with the blacks? The blacks identify with shoes. They die over a chain. The things you own end up owning you.
That's what he says. Amazing. Thank you.
SM Jameson over on Pilled.net. How you guys doing, Pilled?
Hey, Pill. How y'all?
We were having trouble with the stream earlier over on Pilled. It sometimes glitches on that particular platform on their end. But he says, good morning, friends. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Kevin G asks, why?
Ask!
Why are the whites so weak? They just letting U.S. slip away.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It's unfortunate, but yes. Thank you.
Blunt Wit says, silly American always looking for a leader. We never learn, do we? Enamored by enslavement, too slick to serve silently.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Soul Conscious, Jesse, happy Friday. In the fallen state, I did not think human beings were this low and evil. Does it still shock you just how evil human beings are?
No, not anymore, because now I see the depths of human nature, and all human beings, until they start to work on themselves, men and women, are pure evil. There's nothing good in human beings. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. You really should think about that. That there is nothing good in human nature. Zero. That's mind-blowing to me, especially when you see the depths of it. Mind-blowing. I want to stop. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank
you all. We'll get to the rest later. Let me go to Sergio. Sergio out of Texas. Sergio, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
All right. Speak up.
Okay, is that better?
Yes.
All right. How are you, Jesse?
All is well.
Good. Well, I've spoken to you before. We actually, I got to meet you in Orlando a few years ago. At that time, my wife and I were in line, and we, you know, kind of followed the order, and I was working to be her head. I forgave my parents, the whole deal. But, man, the hell came out of her, and I am going through it because I'm not going to be her emotional support animal anymore, and she's gone off the rails. She's destroying my reputation online. She deleted me from Facebook. She's talking a bunch of mess, and she's trying to take the business that we were doing together.
And your question is what?
I just wanted to kind of call in and just confirm everything that you've said is spot on. I was never able to get a hold of, you know, the reins and be her head in the right way, despite my efforts. And
when you say you were working to be the head, what were you doing to be the head?
Being the example. So not reacting emotionally, not, you know, falling into the argument. And
so you
said,
gonna
do it right.
Now that she, do you have kids with her?
Yep, we got three kids.
And are they still young? Are they adults?
No, they're young.
When you say you're going through it with her now, what are you going through?
Well, just whatever it is that she's saying online about me. There's not really much that I can do. She's got a big social presence on the social media. I don't. So it's just her portraying whatever version of me she wants to, and I'm just going through whatever that is.
And how are you going through it?
I'm just sitting still.
Can you hold on for me, Sergio?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me take a break. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Hate news is coming now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. 2 more hours to go. Open line Friday/Black Friday. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Some serious mess going on in the world. Some people are trying to clean up that mess. Trump forcing the far-left extremist off the deep end, anti-American Harvard to be a little bit less psycho and degenerate. And also dealing with the tariffs with Canada and other places. And in Gaza, Israel had an airstrike that killed a bunch of people. Or whatever. I don't know. Killed like 15 people outside a U.S.-run health center in Gaza. Some people did something. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, also known as Black Friday now. So cool. There's one line open. You can call in, whether black or not. Whether you want to get it off your chest or you have a question, you can call in 1-888-775-3773, even during hate news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers, appreciate it. And viewers, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, under pressure from the Trump administration, Harvard has taken down websites that once served women, minority, and LGBTQ students. Sick. But they did the right thing. Under pressure. An alumni group called that change a threat to academic freedom, which makes no sense. But that's them. Alumni. Harvard alumni. Not necessarily sensible. FYI. And tariffs. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports in an escalation of his trade war, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, on Thursday, that's yesterday, threatened a 35% tariff on goods imported from Canada. That's Trump's announcement of higher tariffs on America's northern neighbor. I think that's that way. Occurred just days after the president sent nearly two dozen letters to world leaders detailing the rates their goods would be tariffed as of August 1st, if they don't make a deal with the United States. Trading partners who did not receive letters and have yet to reach a deal with the Trump administration would be charged a blanket tariff rate. Though the U.S. currently imposes a 10% tariff on nearly all foreign goods coming into the country, Trump said he may double that. Sweet. And Gaza, an Israeli airstrike killed 15 people standing outside a U.S.-run health center in central Gaza on Thursday. Per medical staff and officials in the enclave, 8 of those killed were so-called children, the youngest 2 years old, oldest 14. All right? All were waiting to receive treatment for malnutrition, they call it. I wonder if 14 is considered a child in Gaza or if that's considered an adult, because Jews consider 12-year-old adult, right? That's a young man, 12, FYI. That's what I heard. And all are waiting to receive treatment for malnutrition, infections, and other illnesses at a clinic run by an American aid group when the attack occurred. What happened, this is a quote, is indescribable. It's a massacre. It's a genocide. It's a crime against children, unquote, said Nidal al-Nouri, who lost his daughter and a nephew in that attack. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, said the strike was targeting a Hamas militant who took part in the October 7th, 2023 attacks, and that the incident is under review. The IDF regrets any harm to uninvolved individuals and operates to minimize harm as much as possible, the Israeli military stated in a statement to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. What a mess, huh? Texas floods President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, beautiful Melania, will travel to Central Texas today to survey the aftermath of the catastrophic flooding you've been hearing about, especially earlier this hour. JLP talked about the stuff that man cannot unsee. Trump is expected to receive a briefing from local officials, meet with first responders and families affected by the flood. Kristi Noem, she's the Homeland Security Secretary. Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Senator Ted Cruz, Lion Ted, will be with Trump during the visit. And shout out to Ted Cruz. 121 people died, 96 in Kerr County. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE, Jesse, my biblical questioner. Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? To the past, to say goodbye, is it hard? To the past, to people, or to a person? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can podcast the show, but you anywhere in the world, we're heard around the world by everybody and they mama. Amazing, huh? And so if you're like, can't sit and watch the show, but you like to hear as it is happening, no matter where you are and what you're doing, you can listen to it on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or bond JOP Cash App. Bond JOP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It's Friday, open line Friday / Black Friday. That was then. And this is now. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but Trump won't let me.
Hey,
what?
What's wrong with the blacks? First you love me, then you hate me. That's the game. I want to go back to Sergio. I had to put him on hold because we ran out of time in that first hour. And he is from Texas. And Sergio is having some issue with his wife. So, Sergio, are you and your wife separated?
No, we're still in the same home right now.
Why are you in the same home with her if she's treating you the way you say she's treating you?
Because I'm not abandoning my kids, and I'm not walking away. She asked me to leave on Sunday, and I said, no, I live here.
But what, right.
I pay the rent.
Why don't you tell her to leave? She's the one that's unhappy.
I have, and actually that's kind of what started everything. She packed a bag and was trying to take the baby, and at that point I just had enough, and I told her that I was done with the emotional stuff. I was done with, you know, intimacy. I wasn't doing it. I'm here for the family. I'm here to provide. I'm here to take care of them and do what I need to. And that's when all hell broke loose, because she wants the emotion. She wants the intimacy, but she doesn't want to grow. And she didn't leave. I told her she can if she wants to. She still hasn't. But now she's just destroying me, you know, in every way she can.
And how is she destroying you?
Well, not destroying me. Thank you for that correction. She's not destroying me.
No,
I'm
that
actually,
was a question. That wasn't a correction.
Yeah,
how
no.
Is
but
she
what,
destroying
it corrected
you?
Me. She's not destroying me. She's attempting to destroy my image and the perception people have of me. So she's not destroying me.
And what's your image of you?
My image is that I'm just here to raise my kids and provide everything I can. At the end of the day, what matters is just that I continue providing for them.
And so what's your image of you that she is destroying?
Oh, it's just slander. I mean, I guess it's not an image, but I don't have an image out there.
Understand that. How is she destroying you, hurting you at all? You're saying one thing, but you're saying another one.
Yeah, no, I understand. And
you understand
this
what?
I understand what you just said. This helps. It helps me work through it. She's not destroying me. She's not destroying my image. She's painting an image of me to the world, which it doesn't hurt me. It doesn't do anything to me and who I am, right, to my being, to whatever God created inside of me. It's just what she's doing. And I'm just sitting here going through it. I'm just observing what it is that she's doing. And
how do you know she's doing this?
Well, I saw it. She's posting things. She's calling me a narcissist and a manipulator and a liar.
And why are you even paying any attention to what the devil is doing? If what you're saying about her is true, why are you giving any attention to the devil?
The only reason is for my girls. My kids.
But how are you paying attention to the devil going to help your girls?
Well, it's not. It's just I'm aware of what she's saying and doing, or what the devil is saying and doing, and I just understand that that might lead to a custody situation where they get taken away from me.
Oh, I see. Well, make note of it. You know, make sure you keep good notes and videos of what she's doing, in case you have to use it in court, and nothing, you're right about that. But other than that, there's no reputation nor image to destroy. And any image or reputation you have about yourself is false. It's not even real. And then people, human beings are evil. They're wicked.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be concerned about what the devil is thinking about me, because if they believe in this woman, then I wouldn't even think about what the devil and his children are thinking. Because
okay.
They don't mean you any well at all. They're not praying for you, they're against you.
Yeah.
Are you happy to see the hell in your wife?
I love it.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
It's the best thing that could have ever happened to me.
And why?
Because I can see that I was in the enemy's home. I can see that it had fooled me, and I can see with clarity now what I've been trying to support, what my ego has been trying to support this entire time. And I see what it is now. And if the devil inside of her can take it to these extents and work through her, I'm just grateful that I can see it now.
Right on. And so I would, based on what you've said, I don't have her side of it. I would definitely keep good records because there's a great possibility that she may try to take your children away from you. Because if what you're saying about her is true, she has no love, and it means that she doesn't even love your children, and she would try to, she will destroy the children in an effort to destroy you. So I will keep good records. And then if you have to go to court, I don't recommend going to court, but let's say you go, and the judge take her side. What they do nowadays, they tend to take the woman's side because they're not on, they don't support the father. If you happen to lose the children, don't cry over that either. Just move on with your life, seeking first the kingdom of God, and let the Father work things out for you.
And I've been doing that. I've been keeping records and recording, and I don't want to go and fight, because I know it's not a battle that a man can easily win. And it's not because I don't love my children. I love them. It's just I know what it would drag them through. I know what it would drag me through. And I'd rather just show them a man that can stand in front of the world attacking him and just stand on his two feet.
Amazing. Okay. Any other question about that or comment?
No, it's given me the inspiration to look into resources, and if there aren't any to provide resources for men in similar positions, because I think a lot of men do go through this, and not everybody's found you, not everybody knows how to go through it, and I want God to use this opportunity, to maybe bring some light to others. So I'm just grateful for your time.
I wish you well through this, and be aware of how you are dealing with this, and you'll come out fine. Really, you'll come out on top. And I remember when it was suggested in the Bible that don't cut the baby in half, meaning that don't let anyone or anything be so important to you that you cannot let it go.
I understand. And I'm not a Bible thumper, but I always go back to Job in times like these, and it's just about enduring and knowing that God has it all in the end.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
No. So that's why
amazing.
I'm
thumping.
Yep.
Amazing. Well, I wish you well, man.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Take care. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to West Virginia. Talk to first-time caller, Jose. Jose,
hey, Jesse.
You are on the air.
Oh, thanks. Hi, Jesse. I'm a longtime fan, and I listen to a lot of your recorded stuff, but I've never called into your show. I've never even heard one of your live shows.
Well, welcome, man.
I appreciate your point of view.
Right on. Thank you. Go
ahead. Well, I'm calling in to say that Americans are very ignorant of common laws that, and I don't mean the common law, I mean laws that we run into, or should I say contracts that we run into on a daily basis. You know, I was watching some videos about some folks who are getting into trouble because of the way they drive, right? And so I'm sitting here thinking, okay, do these people not understand that it's a contract between them and the government? Don't they see that? or do they think that this is something that is owed to them, you know, because they simply breathe and stuff like that?
They don't care. They know the law. They know, but they don't care. And then our government, especially today's government, has given them permission to do wrong and to be wrong. So they're gone out of control, because if you don't have self-control, human nature goes out of control.
Well, yeah, there's really only two types of control, or should I say discipline. One is self-discipline, and the other is instilled discipline. And either your parents instill discipline until you're an adult, and then society instills discipline, which is usually a bit harsher.
Well, the law of the land is made to contain the lawless, because if you don't have some form of law, as you see, human nature has no end to its destruction, because human nature is evil, is wicked. And if you don't have, like I said, if you don't have control over that, then the law of the land don't control it. It just goes out of control. That's what we see happening in America today. They got rid of the police. They got rid of the bail bond. They're letting the inmates out of the jails and prison, and they'll punish the people who speak up against the inmates. So the inmates are going crazy.
Yes.
And it's going to get worse, Jose. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
Oh, I understand. I understand all that. But even some of the worst criminals out there, they have to understand that when they make a contract, that reflects directly upon their own honor. If they honor the contract, well, then it's an honorable criminal, which is, I know that sounds stupid.
I know what you
it's
mean.
It's an oxymoron.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, though.
But, you know, on the other hand, if they dishonor the contract, then that's a dishonorable criminal, and that individual is never trusted by his own peers ever again.
Right. Absolutely.
So when I look at regular Americans, and I'm part of it, I admit I've gotten DWIs. I'm an idiot. I'm a drunk.
You're a drunk.
But when I understood that, okay, this is a contract that I'm violating.
Yeah.
When I started seeing it from that point of view, I said, wait a second, that reflects on my honor. That reflects on my self-responsibility. That reflects on my self-respect, too. So I need to stop doing that. Otherwise, I'm no better than just a regular street thug.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
And so I stopped doing things that reflect poorly on my honor, namely going and violating contracts that I agreed with.
Amazing. Well, most people are not working aware as you are, man. They don't care nowadays, really. They literally do not care. And they expect, when they break the law by not honoring their driver's license or what they promised to do, they expect to get away with it. If you arrest them, they call it police brutality. They call it racist. And then they have the government supporting them, which make them feel, even though they know they're not right by doing that, it make them feel like they're right even more so. Jose, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Happy White History Month. July is White History Month. Let me go to a first-time caller, Muhammad, out of Los Angeles. Muhammad, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well. Happy White History Month.
Yeah, right.
You're right what?
Well, you said Happy White History Month.
Did you know that July is White History Month?
Yeah, I have watched your show. You have made this month Happy White Month.
Yes, White History Month. Do you celebrate that with us?
How do I celebrate that?
By reflecting on the men who created this great country and being grateful and try to educate other people about how amazing America is. That makes sense?
So you're saying to celebrate by just thinking about those things,
yeah,
or
reflect,
like having a party?
Reflect on it by thinking about it and then remind others how great America is.
But can I also have a barbecue for that?
Absolutely.
Okay, how about making some cornbread?
Does that make sense to you?
What, reflecting about those things?
Yes.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right,
I was thinking...
So what you call me about?
I was calling you about how to love more instead of being angry all the time.
Well, you right when you say love more, do you think you love at all? You have love?
Yeah, I think I have a lot of love.
And why do you think you have love?
Oh, well, because I take care of my family. I'm good to my mom, people around me. That's what I feel that I have love.
And so you call that love?
That's what I thought I should call. That's why I called your show to get your two cents, you know.
Well, I want you to know at this point you have no love at all. You only have hate. And if you want to be of love, you got to drop the anger, the resentment. Anyone that has anger / resentment, whatever they want to call it, is evil. And an evil person has no love. So you got to, if you want to be of love, you got to drop the anger.
Right. But specifically, can you give me an example of how to do that?
Forgive your mother for recreating you in her image. Your mother is evil. She hates your father. She hates God. She hates anything that's good. And she has turned you away from your father by playing victim or whatever she's done. You got to forgive her because right now you have her nature, and her nature is evil. And when you realize you can't help yourself, it will cause you to realize your mother could not help herself, and go and apologize for resenting her. Don't ask her to forgive you. You apologize for resenting her, and God will forgive you because your mother is not going to forgive. And then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with her.
Okay, so sounds like you're saying my mother is not going to be going to heaven.
What I'm telling you that your mother is evil.
Right. And so she's not going to...
Have you noticed she's evil?
Can you give me a specific example how I could figure that?
So, is there anything you disagree with her about?
I disagree with everybody about some issues.
How about
That's
your mother?
People...
What do you disagree with your mother about?
So, for example, she sees, like, her friends buying stuff, and she thinks that buying stuff can make her become more happy, and I think that's not right.
And when she was raising you, growing up with her, what did she do anything wrong? What were there things you disagreed with her about that you wish she had not done or would stop doing?
Well, yes, everybody does stuff wrong, and people...
Give me an example of what your mother did that you wish she had not done to you.
I was a kid, and my dad was taking care of everything, but my mom would still have complaints.
And when she would do that, how did you feel about that then?
I felt she was not grateful with my dad, even though when I was a kid, I could see my dad was doing everything right and he was taking care of everything.
And have you forgiven her for that?
In the sense that I think women are just like that. Yeah, I just think that's how they are sometimes.
So have you gone to your mother and forgiven her for that?
I talk to my mother all the time, but should I tell her I forgive you out of the blue?
Yep, because if you want love, you're going to have to forgive her so that God can forgive you, because when she was doing that and other things that she'd done, she was turning you away from your father. She wanted you to see your father through her eyes, and she had hatred for your father. That's why she was like that.
But if she has hatred for him, why does she make a family with him?
Because when you hate someone, you love them, but love is hatred, and you become subject to it. And she did it so that she could control him. Because of time, will you forgive her for that? And other things that she've done that you didn't like as a kid?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out how you want me to do that specifically. So should I go up to her and say, hey, hi, I forgive you, out of the blue?
Yeah, when you can see for yourself that you have resentment toward her or anger from things that happened when you're growing up and realize you are suffering because you're still holding on to judgment and you can't help yourself, you go to her and, hey, mother, I've been resenting you because my father was doing the best that he could do and you were still not satisfied. And other things you may see, and forgive her when you can see it for yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you. And when you do that, if you're sincere, God will forgive you and make you free and give you his love.
Oh, yeah, I've had conversations just like that with her, and she's actually told me that she was more regretful that she did that to my dad.
And so you forgave her?
Oh, I know women are sometimes like that. So, I mean, for years, I've done that.
And did you tell her that?
Like specifically, Mom, I forgive you for that?
Yes.
Let me see. I don't think I've specifically, I've told her, well, it is what it is. That's kind of thing I've told her.
It is what it is. It's not forgiveness.
So specifically tell her, okay, Mom, I forgive you for that.
Yes.
And what would that, after I say that, what would happen?
If you're serious about it, seeing that you're wrong, God will forgive you and he would take away the spirit of anger from you and give you his love, and you will have his love, and that's the love you will love all people with. Because human beings don't have love.
Okay, and once I get that love, would I even love someone who, commits murder?
Yes. You would love all people, even your enemy.
So,
do you love white people?
What's that?
Do you love white people?
All white people?
No, do you love white people?
Right. Do you mean all life? Do I love all white people?
No, do you love white people?
Sure. I'm just thinking about some white people. Sure.
Do you love white people?
Some white people, sure.
Do you love white people?
Some white people, sure.
You don't love all white people?
Do you?
Do you love all white people?
No. Do you?
And do you love Jewish people?
Some Jewish people.
How can you love some but not all? How is that possible?
Well, with some, I have good interactions, and with some, I don't.
But how can you love some and not all?
Because with some of them, I have a good rapport. With others, I feel like they're bad people.
But you don't love those that you have quote-unquote good rapport with, because as soon as they disagree with you or get angry at you, you turn on them as well.
Well, everybody has to go by a set of religious...
Am I right about that?
No, you are correct about that. Isn't that the right way of dealing with everyone?
Nope, that's a wrong way. That's evil.
You mean if someone says something that is wrong, I'm supposed to...
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. Sorry, Nate. Thank you. Back in a moment.
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you are not your thoughts, you don't create them, they are not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Yesterday was amazing. Announcements. Number one, for personal shout outs, I would do them to you, for you. Personal shout outs, birthday shout outs, wedding shout outs, anniversary shout outs, congratulations shout, encouragement, whatever the occasion is. I will do it for you. Go to Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And check out our merch. Amazing merch. Happy White History Month merch, shirts and mugs. July just feel white. Happy White History. And then we have hats, cup mugs, all kind of stuff. Punchy coffee. Good. And every dime that of the merch goes back into making all this happen. Thank you in advance. Go to rebuildingaman.com/stores. RebuildingAMan.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right? Amazing. And you all work. Welcome to Fellowship on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. And they are amazing meetings. There's none like it. Really? Amazing. Let me go back to Muhammad, a first-time caller out of Los Angeles. Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
If you don't love all, you love none. Because those people that you pretend to love, you only love them because you have a so-called agreement with them. You agree with them, they agree with you, they seem nice. But as soon as they say something or does something that you don't agree with, you would turn on them immediately because you have no love. If you don't love your enemy, if you don't love all, you love none.
I don't turn on people. I just tell them I think they're wrong.
Right, but you still get angry and all that. You can't love one and hate the other one. You love all. God sent his son to save us from our hell because he loved all. That makes sense?
But you think that's not his son. You think that's him.
I'm sorry?
But you don't think that's God's son. You're a Christian. You think that is God.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You just talked about God and his son. But you're a Christian. You think God is the same as Jesus.
Did I tell you that?
Just now, 10 seconds ago.
I told you that God was Jesus.
You don't think God is Jesus?
Did I tell you that God was Jesus?
Okay, I'll say no. But do you think God is?
So why do you say I think that God is Jesus?
Do you think God is Jesus?
Why did you say I think that God is Jesus?
Okay, let's say I didn't. Do you think God is Jesus?
Why did you say that?
Because I thought you think God is Jesus.
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And you were assuming. Never assume. God sent his son for all. And then you went into this subject and you assume.
Well, you said God sent his. Yes, you said God sent his son.
Right.
That means
you went into your head. Oh, you think God is Jesus. You never heard me say that.
What do you mean when you said God sent his son?
You don't know what a father and a son is?
No, please explain.
So you know what a father is?
I know what my father is.
And then when your father had a son, you know what that is?
Correct.
And so I'm not getting your point there.
I know.
Muhammad, I got to run. Thanks for your call, bud. 888-7753. 773. Let me go to David out of Chicago. David, happy White History Month. You are on the air.
Happy White History Month, Jesse. Thank you so much for taking my call again. And I will also say a happy Black Friday to you.
I love the blacks.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I do too. I called you about, I think, 2 Fridays ago. We got to talking about my father, and I realized, talking to you, you pointed it out too, but I realized it, I had resentment and hatred for my father, and you said, go apologize to him. Go to him shaking in your boots. And I just wanted to call back and tell you I did just that before the morning was done. I sat on it, felt it, realized I was wrong for that, called him, was like, Dad, I hadn't talked to him in about a year and a half.
Amazing.
Called him, was like, called him, was like, hey, I need to apologize. I have been resenting you. I have been hating you. I took the resentment of my mother, thought it was justified, and held it in my heart, and that was wrong. And I got to tell you, like, I was shaking in my boots, but as soon as I confessed that or said that, that fear, and I had a lot of fear of my father too, growing up and up until that call. But that fear disappeared; it was gone because I realized that was not me. That was a spirit I let in me, and I was identifying with that. It was like as soon as I said that, I realized I don't identify with that fear. That is not me, and it was gone.
Right on.
Amazing. It was amazing.
And what did your father say?
You know, he's still a man who has let in that spirit of anger. He's what you might call an angry person.
Yeah.
Very angry. And that scared me for so much of my life, I realized. But I was I was identifying with a spirit that wasn't me. So he got a little angry at first about, like, why we hadn't been talking and et cetera. But he's like, you know, why are you calling? He's like, I got to know, like, what led to this. And I was, he's like, you're doing this because God told you to? Because he's also, he's kind of a, what does he say? He calls himself an atheist,
oh,
right?
Okay.
And I asked him what that meant later when we were talking another time, and we'll get to that in a second. But he's like, yo, is, did God tell you to do this? I was like, no, a kindly old black guy on the internet did. He laughed about that. And we were talking a little bit about your show and what led to this. But it was amazing. It was about a couple minutes of that where he was like still a little upset, still curious about what led to me calling him. But then for about 5 minutes, it was like it kind of like disappeared, and we just got back to being father and son. And I've called him like 3 or 4 times since then, right? We just kind of picked up kind of like where we left off.
Right on.
It's amazing.
Will
it's amazing.
Stay
it's like,
with it. Stay with it. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, in the morning, in the evening, throughout the day. I think I understand now what it means to pray without ceasing. Like at any time there is a thought, an emotion, it's like stopping and observing that, seeing that that is a spirit within me, but it is not me, and having no identity with it.
Well, stay with it, David. You have not seen anything. Practice, stand present now. And let life happen for you. And it will if you surrender.
Absolutely. And I'm seeing that.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. I know the guy you just talked to was like, what's going to happen when I forgive my mom? And I think you said, it's like, you've said it before, it's like, you won't even believe what you're going to see.
Well,
it's
not.
It's amazing.
Muhammad is not serious.
No.
He was just playing around.
That's too bad because it really is truly amazing what happens when you drop that anger
and realize
that Christ said, you do not have to be you any longer. It's so true. It's so amazing. So thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Happy White History Month.
Thank you, David. Amazing. Stay with it.
Thank you.
All right. Amazing. Nate is out. That's a line open. 888-77 Jesse. Nate is out of Canada. Nate, you're on the
air.
Hello,
how are you doing today, sir?
All is well, Nate.
So I was just listening to your show yesterday, and you talked about blaming people. You should stay away from them, right?
Do you celebrate White History in Canada?
No, it's a different history here.
Do they have white people there?
Yes.
Well, happy White History Month.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, happy White History for every white person all over the world, but especially America.
Well, I know I definitely got my last name from a white person. So.
Yeah, absolutely. But go ahead.
Okay, so yesterday, I believe you were talking about blaming others. You should stay away from them, right?
Yes.
So when the Great White Hope complains, like, or is that complaining?
And
he complains a lot, doesn't he?
What does he complain about?
Well, a lot of different things, right? Like, for example, he was blaming our country about the borders and stuff like that.
He wasn't blaming. He was telling you what your country is doing at the border there, that they are not taking care of the border. I don't know what he said about the border there, but he was pointing out what was wrong. But he's not blaming anyone for his life.
He wanted to turn Canada into the 51st state, right?
Nice. You like that, right?
Well, I don't think I want all your guys' problems here, right, that we have. But I was just curious, what's the difference, right, between, like, you say he's stating facts, but it sounds like he's complaining.
No, he was pointing out the fact that the borders, and again, I don't know what he said because I don't remember hearing it, but he would point out what was wrong at the border and that Canada is not doing its job. He wasn't complaining about his life at all.
Okay.
That makes sense?
So you think a bit, just because like it's kind of hard
to
tell different.
Why all the way not make sense?
Because there's a lot of personal attacks, right? When he's
when he states the fact that Canada is not doing this job at the border, why that is not the fact? Why is that a complaint?
It's not that it's not the facts, right? But it's a balance between blaming and, like, his approach. So if you could say it, I just find you would say it with, like, a personal attack, right?
How's that personal if he say Canada is not protecting its people from America coming to our country?
Well,
as far as I know,
our borders are a lot safer than the Mexican border, right?
Like, but how is that a personal attack for him to mention that?
Because you can't be saying that it's coming from both sides, right? Like, at first, you're complaining about the Mexicans, then you're just bringing Canada into it for...
Hey, you're not making... I'm trying to understand. When the president say that Canada is not doing its job at the border, how is that a personal attack? He hung up. Disconnected. He disconnected. Nate, your phone may have dropped. All right. Call back if we leave the line, that line open for a minute in case your phone dropped. Let me go to Australia and talk to Mitt. Mitt, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Mitt.
Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
In Australia. We
right
definitely
on.
Got white people in Australia. I've been telling people about White History Month all month, and been going, "Where are you getting this from?" And he said, "You know," and I said, "From Jesse Lee Peterson." And they said, "Who's that?" I said, "Look it up." I tell people about you all the time. I don't know how many people look, but you know, I love spread your name always. So just want to say happy White History Month. We love you in Australia. And well, you know what I wanted to say? You know, the other day I was watching the show, and it was the King's birthday, and you were going, "Oh, it's the King's birthday," and you're like, you said to Hake something, like, "Oh, so it must be Trump's birthday." The King's birthday is celebrated around the world, and it is the King of England's birthday that they celebrate on that holiday. So it wasn't King Trump that we celebrated on the King's birthday. It was the King of England's birthday, because we were celebrating it the same day in Australia, and England, they were too. Yeah.
I thought they were talking about our king. Because you know that they call Trump king, right?
Yeah, I've heard that. Yes, I have seen that. I've definitely seen that. And I've heard you say that too.
Yeah, they have king rallies and everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, they say he's going to be the last president. They did say that in the book, the last president. You know, he might become a dictator and we, you know, praise God, hope we don't go into World War III. But there's like a silent deep state almost World War III going on at the moment. But let's not get political. I just wanted to do a quick one. Just a quick love ya. And I haven't spoken to ya in a couple of months, but I've been watching you. I was
right
watching your church when you had the little feint to the, because you decided, it was because at the beginning you decided to not have a chair. And then you try to stand up the whole way through it, you know. And then it was just a little faint. I'm like, "You'll be all right." I was saying in the chat. You ask Kate. I was saying in the chat, "You'll be all right. It's just faint. He's sweet."
Right.
And people like, you know, over exaggerating and that. You know, don't listen to any doctors and that. You live the tall whites down south in Antarctica. They come visit me in my dreams. And they tell me Jesse Lee Peterson will live a long life, well into his hundreds. They tell me, you know,
fight,
he's like old
fight,
in our
fight.
Dreams. That's it. Why? No. You tell me to keep on, and I do,
right.
And I do.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a lovely, 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 lovely rest of the show. I'm watching.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. Super chat.
Greenwall with a diamond. Central America daily wage $5 to $10 a day.
Amazing.
And $5 to $10 goes a long way down that way, I hear.
Nice. Thank you.
Marcus Army, 5 coffees. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Marcus.
Calvin in Ohio, IRS reported undocumented immigrants. Is that what the IRS called them? Paid $96.7 billion in federal, state, and local taxes in 2022 under Biden. So are you okay with deporting all these undocumented, even if it causes the economy to lose money?
Yes.
Based.
Send them home. Send them back alone.
Alive.
Thank you. Yes, I am.
Sweet.
Amazing.
Over on
crash the economy, but get rid of the illegal aliens.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Joseph, please make a Jesse bobblehead doll.
Okay. We're on it.
That's on Cash App.
Right on. Thank you, Joseph.
Anthony, it's just a matter of speech, or a manner of speech, or a saying. Cannot unsee, I presume he's talking about.
Cannot unsee? So they really don't mean that?
It's a figure of speech.
Cannot unsee?
Well, I'm assuming that that's what he's talking about.
Right. Oh, he didn't say that?
Right. He said it's just a manner of speech or a saying.
Oh, make it clear what you're talking about. I don't want to come in on something I'm not clear about, right? Either call 888-77-JESSE or make it clear. I'm not understanding.
One line open.
Thank
right
you.
Now.
Yeah.
Pastor Chatelet gifted 111 gold pills over on pilled.net.
Thank you.
What's wrong with the blacks on White History Month?
What's wrong with the blacks? Amazing.
Kale says he's been a member for 1 month. It's always been harder for me to say goodbye to things instead of people or the past.
Oh, he was referring to the biblical?
I believe so.
Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person?
Things.
What?
Things of the past rather than
people.
Is
it hard to say goodbye?
Oh, no. No, listen. He doesn't say it's not hard to say goodbye to people or the past. It's harder for him to say goodbye to things.
Okay.
So he doesn't really respond to the biblical question directly.
Okay, but Salah is it?
It's talking around it. Right. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, Doc.
Thank you, Kale, as always.
Yeah. Thank you.
Faithful supporter, Gregatron. Congrats on getting Mike O'Hearn on the Fallen State. You're in the big league now. I'll be the first to watch it and hit the like button. Says Gregatron.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing. Are you going to enjoy the conversation? The conversation as well. Amazing. Thank you.
Nobody cares. Go to work, says on X Live. Jesse said, literally.
He black. It's too bad we butcher English language now.
It really is.
It's so bad now. I forgot that when I was growing up, my English teacher used to really get on us by not speaking properly.
Yeah. You know, they're turning everything black.
Yeah.
There's this Smurfs thing that I saw advertised, and they're turning it all black. That was not a black show.
I noticed that they turning everything black, even in a commercial. Everybody dancing now.
Yeah.
Everybody, even the fat people dancing. White people dancing. They don't do commercial normally anymore.
You'll notice when the music plays, I stay still. You guys are all dancing.
Well, that's different.
Okay. Eric, five coffees.
You beta.
Alpha. When you laugh because you're uncomfortable, you're laughing at God. You're in contempt of God, says Eric.
Amazing. Thank you.
Fair enough, Eric. Five more coffees from him. What's wrong with the blacks? They identify as black. They lack personal, moral, and political autonomy.
Amazing.
Responsibility belongs to the individual.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that. I got to stop there because of time. We'll finish up.
Okey-dokey.
We'll come back on that. Let me go to Texas and talk to Bianca. Bianca, I believe. Bianca, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Happy White History Month. Hey, Jesse.
Thank you.
I spoke to you earlier this week.
You did?
It was my husband. Yes, I did.
Okay.
He told me that I shouldn't, I was doing wrong by my husband, and I shouldn't have been continuing. And in fact, my husband's the one who called you earlier saying
that. Oh, you're the one that's trying to control your husband, huh?
That's what he says.
No, I'm
asking
you.
But it's funny because...
I'm not.
I'm not. I'm really not.
So
in fact, he didn't tell
you
the whole story.
Bianca, remind me a little bit more about the conversation there because I forgot.
So I had mentioned how he was.
Hold on. I'll be up front.
Hold
on. To be fair, let me take a break. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
Let me take a break. One more hour to go. 888-77 Jesse. The hake. News and not the fake news. It's unfortunate we butcher. What's that word?
Butcher.
Butcher. English. Proper speaking, gone. Everybody black. Back in a moment.
you know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Some serious mess going on in the world. We can't even deport the illegals enough. Every judge and lawyer and illegal is trying to stop it. They don't want what's right. But Trump is trying to do what's right. And the Arkansas prison escape, it's still an ongoing issue. It's crazy. And other mess going on in the world, including those Texas floods. I'll tell you a little bit more about that as I did last hour, actually. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. There's one line open, callers. You can call in 1-888-775-3773. Oh, it's filling up. Lines are full, but you can try back every so often in case a line opens up or as you hear JLP wrapping up with other callers. You can start to try to call in to get in on hold to get on air with JLP. Or you can call Bond for private counseling as well. Highly recommended. RebuildingTheMan.com/counseling or 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663. After the JLP show, TheHakeReport.com, and then The Fallen State with Mike O'Hearn, and then American Anchor Baby. He's normally live Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m., and then Friday right after The Fallen State, American Anchor Baby. Make sure you are following him. I'm going to have Krishan the Dawn of the Misfit Nation on, so you can call into the Hake Report right after JLP in just about an hour and 5 minutes here. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports an intense standoff transpired between protesters and armed federal immigration agents. Fortunately, they were armed, the agents, outside a Southern California cannabis, that's pot, farm. On Thursday, ICE was raiding the farm, probably an illegal farm, I'm not sure, in Ventura County to execute criminal warrants, when the incident occurred. Numerous calls to 911 were made by different people, apparently, after the federal agents appeared to deploy tear gas canisters into the crowd. A whole crowd of illegals on the pot farm? Or illegal co-conspirators, something like that? Causing several people to experience breathing problems. And that Arkansas prison escape. Two employees at an Arkansas prison. Oh, that's different from the Louisiana one, okay? Where an inmate escaped in May have been fired for policy violations. According to the head of the Arkansas Board of Corrections being like prisons and jails, one of the fired workers allowed the escapee, Grant Hardin, onto an outside kitchen dock unsupervised. The other employee worked on a tower and opened the gate for Hardin without confirming his identity. Hardin was wearing a makeshift law enforcement uniform when he fled from the North Central Unit in Calico Rock May 25th. He was captured June 6th, about a mile and a half away from the facility. He thought he got away for a little bit more than a week, maybe closer to, about a mile and a half away from the facility is a former small-town police chief. Hardin was serving a lengthy sentence for murder and rape when he escaped. He was the subject of a TV documentary, Devil in the Ozarks. Is that up in Canada? I don't know. Anyway, crazy. stuff going on in the world. Kevin Jonas, the eldest brother of the Jonas Brothers, he recently revealed on a podcast that he almost went broke after the pop band split up. Well, and they're all family. Nice. You never know. You got to be careful. I heard that Hillary said that she and Bill were flat broke when they got out of the White House, which may or may not be true. You never know with Hillary. She is a liar. Lying, crooked Hillary. Afghans, not the rugs, people, were expelled from Iran. 508,426, more than 500,000, expelled from Iran in the 16 days since the conflict with Israel ended. Maybe one of the largest forced movements of population this decade. I hope America can do that. That would be great. But we need about 10 times more than that. 20. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
It's White History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History. It's White History Month. And I'm gonna celebrate America. It's White History Month. And I'm gonna scream it to everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. But this month's gonna be White History.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Is it hard to say goodbye to the past, to people, or to a person? Amazing question. It really is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, you can podcast the show, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It's Open Line Friday / Black Friday. That was then, and this is now. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I
just,
like I say, I
want to
hate you, but the
pump
won't let me.
Hey, what's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong with the blacks? Amazing. Listen, it's a spiritual battle. It really is, folks. Really. And anyone that has anger / resentment, you're evil. You can bank on it. You can totally bank on it. And as soon as you admit that, you, men or women, will become free. Just like that. You got to confess that, because not one evil heart, not one angry heart, not one resentful heart will enter into perfect peace. The kingdom of peace. You're not going to get in there. You can pretend. You can lie to yourself. You can blame others for your attitudes. But you're not going to get into the kingdom. You can bank on that. Evil cannot enter into the kingdom. Darkness cannot enter into the light. Darkness cannot enter into the light. And every unconscious person is an evil person. That's what evil is, unconsciousness. Evil is unconsciousness. And when you're unconscious, you and evil are one. When you're conscious, present, you and the truth are one. Really, and there ain't no way around it. Do what you want with that. Amazing! I want to show you, it's Black Friday, right? Before I go back to the callers, I want to show you what it was when I was growing up, what my country was like and what Black people were like before the civil rights, the so-called civil rights movement, which was civil wrong movement. And the Blacks have gone downhill. They have never returned. And they've only gotten worse, except for those Blacks who are waking up, working on themselves as individuals. But here's the America I remember that doesn't look this way anymore. My country is gone. Here's here are images of Black life in the 90s. I mean, from the 1930s to 50s. In Washington, D.C. Watch this from X. And I'm showing you this because the Blacks don't want you to know this. This is what it was like then. Black kids down the street in skates and bloody dress. Smiles. Look how the lady dressed. The little baby. No gang violence, no welfare. Look at that. Young lady not showing skin everywhere. At the pool, not harassing white people. Look how nice that lady dressed. Black people used to have class. Now they're classless. Not all, but most. And I'm showing you that because they lie to you. They tell you lies to keep you angry so that they can control you and blame by blaming the white people for your screw-ups for personal gain, cash. They want money and power. And they're lying to you about the way it was in the good old days. All you ever hear is slavery, slavery. Everything slavery. Everything ain't slavery. So that's how it was then. That was 30s and 50s. I was there. I was a witness to it. And now it's so bad, Black people can't do anything wrong. They don't recognize opportunities. They let opportunity pass because they love blaming. They're angry and cannot see. A perfect example of that is from BBC. There were plans for a futuristic city in Senegal. And I guess it was dreamt up by the singer Akon, right? And have been scrapped. Instead, he will work on something more realistic, according to officials. So apparently this guy, Akon, had this amazing idea, according to a report. He wanted to build a futuristic city in Senegal. That's in Africa, right, Dave?
Yeah, that's out there in Africa.
Ain't that something? He's like, let's do Elon Musk in Africa.
I mean, he must have heard.
Aiming to get one building built. And the government like, you know what? No, we can't do that. We're black. Hear more detail on this from X.
Yeah, Colin Rugg reports on this. He writes, Wakanda-inspired city in Africa, which is going to become the real-life version of the city from Black Panther, has officially been scrapped. Phase one of the $6 billion futuristic Akon City was set to open in 2026. However, only a single building was made. Well, Senegal granted...
I didn't mean to
laugh. Senegal granted singer Akon 136 acres to build the smart city back in 2020 to be a symbol for Africa's future. Only a single building built. People living on the land were asked to move and promised they would receive money. Akon has since been accused of Ponzi schemes and pyramid schemes, and that his Wakanda city was likely a scam, according to his former business partner. Now that the Wakanda city is no more, the land will be used for a much smaller project, a $1.2 billion tourism development managed by SAPCO.
Amazing. What a mess, huh? What's wrong with the blacks? And they blame it on the white man. A model of the city. Here's a model of the city compared to reality. That what this is?
Yeah.
Okay, from X. Can we show you?
You see it on the top here was the vision for Akon City. And it's very different from the bottom. As you see a single building. It's like a hut even. It's like it doesn't even have walls.
You think white people are going to be, black people are going to build something that nice?
I mean, he must have. Oh, there go Akon. Convict music.
Oh, you know him?
A little bit.
You aware of him?
Yeah. You know, he must have heard. Oh. Nobody, you know, it's Africa is this continent that's been just robbed. You know what? I'm going to go and build something. Yeah, it turns out to be a lot harder, you know.
So the Akon really, if it's true, and I don't know what the deal is at all, he really thought he was going to go to Africa and build something that nice.
I don't know.
Well, instead of doing that, they're rather for you to let your kids visit their daddies in prison. The black excellence. This is from, I don't know what website that is, but it's April. James, what's the name of that website? Philanthropy. In April, what was initially supposed to be a family night turned into the first ever father/daughter parent prom. And guess where this prom was held? No, not there, but in prison in San Quentin. Black excellence. Visit your daddy in San Quentin. Go to his prom in prison. San Quentin Rehabilitation Center Chapel. The event allowed fathers the chance to reconnect or meet with their daughters for the first time in a special way. Yo, this is special. In prison. Black excellence. Watch this from X. I'm so proud of the black.
It says the 16 incarcerated fathers reunited with their children. Some of these fathers meeting their children for the first time.
These children seen their fathers in tuxedos, not prison clothes, for the first time. Watch the full documentary on YouTube. Prisoners, they wouldn't have ankle monitors.
Amazing. That's so sad. This is all that the blacks have to offer. A prison life celebrated with their daughters in prison. The daddies are now. Think about that. Not at home, not at school, but in prison. What a way to meet your daddy, huh? Black excellent at work. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need to know. Remember, I showed you the example how it was in the 1930s and 50s. That was in Washington, D.C. Here's that example one more quick time. Now, you in 2025, whenever this happened, the daddies are in prison. Black fathers in prison. Last week, we showed you black father pushing baby strollers. And celebrating pushing baby strollers, this week we showed you black fathers in prison. And just a happy, look how happy everybody was. They're in prison. Black and proud. Black excellent. A quick reminder, so when they try to lie to you again, remember this from X. Of the way it was in 1930 and 50s in Washington, D.C. As a result of the Civil Rights Movement, black people in prison celebrated prom. Watch this. Tell the folks what they see next.
You're seeing here images, black and white images of young children, black families together. You saw a father, you saw well-dressed young girls with hair.
Skating.
Well, yeah, outside.
Not a
young, well-dressed young men. Young boys.
Look at that lady. Good night.
Very classy black mother here with her kid. It seems like a very happy young black child. Very, very happy. He's outside. The girls with the nice dresses. Hair all nice.
And dress.
Looking pretty and decent. Look at this dog outside. In the pool here with this one. Nice day out with the family. And look at this, a beautiful flower dress of this.
You can't hear you, man.
Can't hear me because it's too loud. But it's a young lady here with a beautiful dress, dressed nicely for the day.
And they show kids playing outside and skating with no gang members being around to kill them, their own people. A little kid with a dog. Look like a father and a child in the pool. Amazing, huh? So don't let them lie to you about the past. They're lying to you. This changed with the Civil Rights Movement. It was a setup. It was a plan to destroy black Americans for personal gain. 888-775-3773. Let me go back to, who was I talking to? Bianca out of Texas. Bianca, thank you for holding. So you called me, you said, last week or this week?
This week.
And you talked to me, and just remind me just a little bit about what you were saying back then.
Well, my husband and I both hurt each other. I wasn't a great wife, and he's cheated on me. And he called earlier explaining that, you know, he loves seeing the hell come out of me, but yet he never explained.
Oh, there's your husband that called this
morning? Yeah. In fact, he says that I'm tarnishing his name on social media, but he didn't mention that.
Do you have a social media presence?
I do.
And,
in fact,
and are you doing
he's the
that?
One who
so are you having
first.
This conversation right now because you have a social media presence?
No, I'm just calling. No one even knows that I'm even on here.
Oh, and so.
Yeah, no. I'm just calling you directly. Like,
okay.
No one else even knows that I even listen or I follow, like,
okay.
I keep up with you or anything.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, come here. Come here. There's a car coming. Okay, so we're on a walk right now. But, yeah, he didn't mention how he posted first to social media and to the community that I'm part of.
What's your husband's first name?
Sergio.
Sergio, yeah, from Texas.
Yeah, so he actually posted something yesterday first about how I'm trying to take the business away from him. That is far from the truth. I'm not. I asked him, what would it look like without us doing anything and me just doing my own thing? Like, I don't want to be in a business with him. If we can't trust each other, that doesn't make sense. And he stopped talking to me about it, and he posted a video saying something about a form for me to sign. He basically says that, like, I would need to sign that form if I want to proceed using.
Let me ask you this. So you're saying that he said you are posting things about him, and you're saying that he posted things about you, right?
Yeah, he posted first, and that's why I went back and I was like, hey, guys, this is far from the truth. Like,
and why are you guys posting things online, period, about what's happening in your marriage? Why are you posting, period? Tell me, because you can't speak for him. I have to ask him. But why do you post
for myself,
things?
I want to make sure that I'm not being tarnished in that way. Like, I'm
how
being represented
being
as if I'm stealing something.
Why do
something.
You post things? And I'll ask him and hear from him. And I'd like to get both of you together because it's hard to counsel people when it's just one person. You hear one, sir. It's hard enough when you have both together. It's extremely hard. So, Sergio, I hope you can call back in. 888-775-3773.
It's funny because you asked him, what is it that I'm tarnishing him about? And it's like, oh, you mean that I don't want to do business with you because you were having an affair with a 19-year-old? Like,
but let me ask, Bianca, why do you post things about what's happening in your personal life online?
Because for me, I'm open and honest about what's going on.
But
I don't
hide
anything.
Why do you post it online, though? What good is that doing you? And what business is it of anyone else? Why do you post it online?
Because it was as if I was being represented as a thief, and I'm not.
But that's between you and your husband. Why post it online?
Because he's going and posting it to the community that I'm part of.
And I want to ask him, too, if that's true. Why is he doing it? It doesn't make sense. I don't know why.
Sergio,
call me back if you can
while
I have Bianca on the phone. But what I want to know, and I'm going to ask him the same thing, but I want to know, what is the purpose of putting your private business online? Why do you do it?
I do it because I'm open and honest.
How is that dishonest not to put your personal business online? Who are you honest with?
With my clients.
Well, you mean your clients?
You know, because it's a business.
But
that's how I built my business.
I know, but why would you want your client to know what's happening in your personal life?
Because he's going to them telling them that I'm stealing this business when that's not true.
But let's say that's not true, right? And I'm not there, so I don't know, and I'm not taking sides, but let's say he's doing that. He put it online. Why don't you, if you got to tell your clients that, why don't you tell them that in private Why do you put it out there for the world to see it, knowing how evil people are, and they're just going to judge you and your family? Why would you support the devil in that way?
It's usually just a blast. Like, it's not, like, specifically, I have a lot of clients.
But why would you support the devil by putting it, you're not answering why I put it online, though.
I want to be able to protect my integrity and my name I've worked
but
so
when
hard.
You, when you put that online, you're causing people to judge you even more so because they're going to talk about you.
This way. Yeah.
They believe me, they human beings are evil. You can't, yep. They have no love. They're not going to care about you when you put that online. They're going to think even the worst of you.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yes.
And if you and Sergio are doing that, and Sergio, you can call. You got a minute here. There's one line open, 888-775-3773. If you guys are doing that, you guys are adults, and you see how evil you guys are treating one another. These people online hate you. They don't care about you. Human beings don't love one another. You are giving
my
them,
thing is, though, that you both are, and he won't be honest and, like, upfront about it. He'll only say half of the story.
Bianca, you and Sergio are giving people, evil people have thrills. They love thrills, and they love bringing misery on other people. You guys are giving them thrills about yourself. That makes sense?
Yeah. Yes.
And tell me what makes sense about that to you.
It's nobody's business but our own.
I'm sorry?
It's nobody's business but our own.
Right. I don't get why you would put your own personal private business online. That's not going to solve the marriage. It's not going to make it better. Yeah. All you're doing is giving people...
I did it in defense. I didn't want to lose the 2.5 years that I've spent building.
If you needed to talk to your customer about, hey, I want to lose business, blah, 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 in private, that's a different story, even though it's not the customer business either. But if you wanted to talk to them about it, maybe, but don't put yourself online.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
And that's not the way your kids going to have to see this when they become adults. They're going to have to live with that. It's not just affecting you. If you both are putting it online, you're affecting your children and everything else. They have to live with that.
And that's the thing. Like, he's always sharing one side of it. And I, like I said, I admit that I've done things, but he refuses to admit it too.
Right,
that
I understand
he was intimately
that.
With a 19-year-old.
But you keep repeating that. Why do you keep saying that over and over again?
Because it's not the first time.
I know, but why you
and
keep saying
he
it again? Hold on,
he's
hold
not
on,
open
hold
about
on.
That.
Why you keep throwing that out there like that? Tell me the real reason.
It's because for me, there are no secrets in marriage.
What?
There's no secrets in marriage.
But that's why you keep throwing that out there. Oh, he was cheating with a 15, 19 or whatever. Why do you keep, where's your love for him?
It's not there, honestly, because he told me his love for me died.
So you hate him too?
I don't hate him.
If you don't hate him,
I don't know
him,
what
why
I
you
feel
trying
right
to,
now.
If you don't hate him, why are you trying to get back at him?
I'm trying to, like, make sure he doesn't tarnish my name.
Your name don't mean anything to anyone. You don't have a name to tarnish. You're tarnishing your own name by fighting online. And people don't care about, human beings don't care about anybody's name. That's just in your mind.
Yeah. And
wait a minute.
I don't even want the business with him and the company.
Hey, hold on. Let's keep it one little thing at a time. Don't jump ahead. Do you understand that you don't want to tarnish your name? It's just another illusion. Human beings don't care about your name. They don't care about you. And they love the thrill of knowing that you and your husband's husband are fighting. What do you think about that? When you say, I don't want to tarnish my name, you're tarnishing your own name by going online, putting your business out there. Human beings don't care about anybody's name. Human nature is evil. They don't care about, they have no law, and they can care less about the name. They're getting the thrill hearing you guys fight.
Yeah.
And let's say that your husband is doing the things you say. And if you're right, why don't you show him love in spite of what he's doing? If he's doing what he's doing, it means that he cannot see. Why not show him love? That doesn't mean you agree with... Hold on. That doesn't mean you agree with what he's done if what he's done is true. But why fight with the devil? Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Hold on. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. That was a bad out. I'm sorry about that. I'm not sorry, but I apologize. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and on Stretch Off on Peel. The Hank Report coming up at the top of this hour. The HankReport.com. And then a brand new episode of the FallEstate.tv. I talked to Mike O'Hearn, bodybuilder. Is Mike body naturally built that way? It reminds me of the way men used to be built when they worked the cotton fields. They were naturally that. That's amazing, Mike. He's a bodybuilder, actor, and fitness expert. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
The one, the only, Mike O'Hearn.
Mom and dad's jeans.
Could you overcome anger if you wanted to?
I'm talking intensity. Controlled rage.
Were you a slap maker?
What?
I can take you down.
I know you can.
No.
Come on.
I'm on you. Man, that's amazing.
We're going to get you in shape this year. Wait till you see next year's Jesse. Right coming on. Out topless, popping the top.
Amazing. To become a member of the Fallen State right there on the FallenState.tv on the YouTube channel on locals.com. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. fire. And don't forget Sunday fellowship. All are invited. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. If you're not able to be there, go to rebuildingaman.com/church. Amazing. And support our fundraiser drive. We have a fundraiser drive going there. All right? Amazing. So let me go quickly back to Bianca. Bianca, let me just ask because of time. Are you working on yourself to overcome your anger?
I am.
And so if you're working on yourself, let's say, and I don't know, your husband didn't tell me he was putting things online, so I don't know. But let's say he is. If you're working on yourself, why are you acting like him? Because he
because
said
I don't
want to
lose.
He said he's working
what
on
I
himself.
Built so hard.
But
what's that?
He said he's working on himself as well. But why are you acting like the devil? Let's say that you are working on yourself. Why are you? Why would you act like the devil?
I want to protect what I've worked hard for
and
on my own.
And you don't think God would do that for you? By you being right and working on yourself, you don't think that he will work things out for you?
Yes, he would.
And so why don't you? Why are you fighting with the devil then if you know that's to be true?
That's something that I'm working on because I need to let go.
Yeah.
I get that.
And so
I get that.
I'm sorry?
I can't. I get that. And I can't force him to love me back again. I'm not trying.
And do you need him to love you?
I just want honesty and openness.
Do you need him
What's
to
that?
Love you?
No.
And so if you're seeking the kingdom of God first, you don't need anyone to love you. You're supposed to even love your enemy. You don't need love back from them. You love them, meaning don't hate them, and you'll be fine.
Yeah. And I'm learning to love myself. I really am.
Just like, stop fighting with the devil then.
Yeah, you're right. This is where I need to lean on God, and I haven't done that yet.
Right. And why not? Because of time, why not?
I guess that's where my ego kicks in. But I'm still... hurt by everything that happened that I...
But you're not hurting. Your ego is hurting.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Here's what I recommend. If you guys need counseling, call my office or set it up at rebuildingtheman.com or call. Both of you should call so I can talk to both of you at the same time if you're going to do it. But I will highly recommend,
okay.
I will highly recommend, do what you want. I will highly recommend you stop putting your personal business out there. Those people that are online and they seeing what you're doing and saying, both of you, they are loving
yeah.
it. They don't care about you at all. And they're not on your side, except if they're evil, they'll take the side of evil because evil can't stand alone. But I wouldn't be putting my business out there like that.
Yeah.
You're giving it to the children of the devil, and they're getting a thrill from it.
Yeah. I get it. I understand. And you're right. And I need to just let go.
Yeah. You need to, if you gotta make up your mind if you want to be free. Are you going to love the world inside your mind and outside of you, or are you going to love what's right? Are you going to love
yeah.
God? You got to make your mind up, and then you can trust
and
truth.
I think
you can trust truth, and the truth will take
yeah.
care of you.
And I guess that's also kind of the thing, too. It's like, when I let go, him documenting whatever he's documenting, but yet because he's doing everything, I just need to just let that go. And there, there won't be anything for him to document. Like, I just need to not acknowledge it.
Stop fighting with the devil. Let the devil do and say what the devil wants. Now, I'm not saying he's doing that or not, or you're doing it or not, but I'm saying let the devil have his way, but don't you play with the devil.
Yeah. Okay.
I wish you well. If you need counseling, make sure you set it up on the, and hopefully both of you
together. I tried, but he didn't want to, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, here's what, if that's true, drop it. And just work on you and take one day at a time. Don't be mad at him. Don't be mad at yourself. Just watch those thoughts. Do not go with those thoughts so that ego nature can be taken away from you. And it will, and you will have perfect peace in spite of what's happening outside of you.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. What a mess! Isaac is a first-time caller out of Massachusetts. Isaac,
hey, you're on the air.
Are
you there?
You're on the air.
Buddy, how's it? Oh, thank you, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
Thank you, sir. I'm gonna try not to be emotional here. I found you less than a year ago or so, and I do the silent prayer, you know, every day, every night. I forgave my mother. My father passed, but I forgive him. And understand that I'm evil, you know. Sorry. I'm struggling with anxiety, you know. Feelings of fear. You know, you, obviously, even my emotion right now, I understand it's evil and it's not me. But, you know, and I believe you when you say stick with it, be grateful for it. But, man, I just want to stop feeling this way. That's all. Sorry.
And
sorry.
What way are you feeling right now?
Just emotional right now, man. I mean, emotional, you know, when I think about it, I just feel like, you know, I contemplate and I feel well, the self just feels very evil. I feel like, you know, the way I feel is joyless and in many ways inadequate. Although, you know, it's even like I'm very blessed as an individual. With a family, with children, you know, and it's even a good life, but here I am crying right now, man. What the heck, dude, you know?
How old are you?
I'm about to turn 48, man. I'm getting old, man, so it's part of it, too, you know, kind of middle-aged stuff, too, you know, but...
And how old are you right now, today?
47, turning 48 this month.
And how old are you right now?
47, sir.
And so you say you're married with children?
Yes, sir.
And financially, you're doing fine?
Yeah, I mean, always, yes. Yes, sir.
And so what making you cry now then? What are you feeling right now?
I guess, contemplating the future, I guess, right? Fear for the future, you know, maybe not being able to handle things financially or... You know what have I, you
and,
know,
and where is
question.
The future?
I know. It doesn't exist, sir.
And so if it doesn't exist, how do you know it doesn't exist?
Well, I listen to you, you know, and I know that, you know, our goal is to pray without ceasing and live in the present and trust
so
in God.
Do you see for yourself that the future don't exist, or you just believe it because I said it?
No, I see that for myself. I understand that.
And
maybe,
so then
maybe,
why
maybe,
would you cry or think about the future if you see it doesn't exist? Why are you concerned about it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that was causing my immediate emotion right there and then.
So what's causing the emotions?
you know, I don't know, man. With thoughts, obviously, I wake up and rather than, you know, feeling optimistic about the day, you know, just feel a bit oppressed, you know. I wake up, but first thing I wake up, I try to, you know, do the silent prayer and sit there and be still and do that. I do that as much as I can throughout the day. I acknowledge that, you know, those thoughts aren't me. You know,
So you don't know why you're feeling, you know, why you're feeling emotional.
I suspect it's you know, evil spirits that I'm associating with, like my ego, right? I mean,
why do you continue to identify with those feelings and thoughts when you know that they're evil and not yours? Why do you continue to identify with them?
Well, I mean, it's just the feelings of dread that I kind of feel, like, you know, kind of like in my, what they say, my heart, that area there. It's just a feeling of dread that doesn't always disperse.
And what's causing the feelings of dread?
Well, I suspect thoughts that I'm not recognizing, or thoughts that I'm not.
Right. And so why are you believing those thoughts and calling them you, to a point that it makes you cry? Why are you
believing? I don't know.
Because you can't have those feelings unless you have thoughts. Why are you continuing to identify with him?
Because perhaps I don't understand how I can unidentify in that moment, right? Like it just is that feeling that you know, I want to disperse. You know, I don't want it there. I recognize intellectually that that's not me, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it goes away immediately, right? And
right. So. It's not supposed to go away on its own. The light of God will destroy it. Why don't you just live with it? Oh, let me ask this. You said you wake up with these thoughts and feelings, and it prevents you from having an optimistic day, right? Something like that?
Yeah.
What kind of day is optimistic day? What is that?
I don't know. Maybe that's a day where, you know, I feel like got everything kind of covered. It's kind of going to be a productive day, you know. The responsibilities related to my family, my work, what have you, are kind of like manageable, stuff like that, I guess. You know, maybe that's all ego stuff, right?
It is. Why? I mean, you've been doing fine in your day. Everything is fine in reality, right?
I'm not in any physical peril. You know, I don't have any immediate threats. You know,
right. So when you're crying, who is crying?
some evil spirit that I'm identifying with, I suppose. I don't know. I mean, ultimately. It's stupid, right? I mean, obviously, not happy that I'm getting emotional. I don't want to be, everything you're saying, Jesse, I understand. You know,
when you are crying because of time, when you are crying, who is crying?
Well, that's a question that I truly want to answer for myself, because intellectually, I answer evil spirit that I identify with, right?
Yes.
Some spirit of depression or oppression or something.
Do you know that when you're crying, you're lying?
Yeah, I know that, man. Of course I know that, man. I mean, when she's crying, you know, she's lying. And so,
she or he.
If I'm crying, exactly what I'm saying. So if she's crying, she's lying, then I'm crying and I'm lying too. But,
yes.
I know, trust me, it's pathetic, man. I understand that, you know, I understand that. It's even evil and it's sad that I even did that in front of you, man. But, you know, it was good to hear your voice, and that's probably all I needed today. So.
But let me ask, because of time. Why don't you relax in your hell In order to go through hell, you got to surrender in hell and go through it.
Sir.
So why don't you make up your mind, you know what, I don't care what I think and what I feel, I'm going through this hell because I know it's not me. And just go through it, get up. And in the morning when you wake up, the devil's already on your mind talking to you about, what about the future? What about this? And you're already believing it. And so I do understand that. So you got to catch yourself when you do the silent prayer and just notice that the spirit of evil talking to you, your thoughts, and it's not you, and just get up and get ready and go to work and live with the pain, but don't call it you. Christ is the light, and the light said bring all your fears and loneliness and doubts and your past and your future, bring it to the light, which is darkness, and the light will destroy the darkness. Why don't you endure that and not cry, just go through your day with that?
Yeah, no, I've heeded your advice. I've heard you say that, so I'll do that, and I have done that, and I'll continue to do that, and I'll be grateful. I'll be grateful, you know. And
Just know, and you've heard me say, if you listen to the show for a while, you're not your thoughts, you're not your feeling. That's the life that Christ spoke of, which is a false life. It's not the real you. It's not even happening to you. It's happening to the ego, the false you. But you just identify with it, and you think it's you. Stop identifying. Stop calling it you.
Yes, sir.
That makes sense?
Yeah, no, it makes sense, Jesse. It makes sense. It's good to hear from you directly, too. So I appreciate your time, and I'll let you go, and thanks for your words.
Anything I've said that is not clear or you disagree with right now?
No, not at all. Not at all, man. Not at all. And I'll continue to listen. And
so the next time you cry, you need to say to yourself, you know what? I'm crying. I'm up here lying.
I know that, man. I know, man. And I'm sorry, you know, because I do know.
Don't
I
be
do
sorry. Why are you sorry?
Yeah.
Be glad to see it, but don't be sorry.
Yes, sir. Okay. You got it. You got it, Jesse. Well, thanks for your time, man. And shout out to all the loyal JLP listeners, man. Thanks for tolerating that.
Does your wife know you cry?
Nah, man, I wouldn't cry in front of her.
Right on.
I have. But I wouldn't.
You have?
I wouldn't. That, yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
babe. Sir.
I know, man. Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
But listen,
I'm getting better, man.
Right
I'm getting
on.
Better.
Right on.
Yeah.
So, but just realize, and I know you're going through a death. You're dying from illusion. There's no such thing as fear. Fear is not real. There's no such thing as a future or a past. And whatever happened back then, it happened then. It's not happening now. It's all an illusion, but evil wants you to think it's happening now, and it's just not true. That's why you practice staying present, all right?
Yes, sir.
Let me know how it goes.
I will, Jesse. Thanks for your time, man.
You're welcome, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Super Chat. Amazing.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Anthony says, what's green and works hard? Illegals in a pot field. Black Friday, 2 snacks per person, please.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, all thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. Amazing. Wish you well, Jesse.
Y'all, I'm telling you the truth about that. Even Christ said, even for the atheists, those who don't believe Christ and all that, all thoughts are all lies all the time. They're not even your thoughts, except you identify with it and call them yours. They're not God's thoughts, except you have identified with them and call them God's thought. Amazing. Thank you.
This is in different Eric, by the way, Eric the second. Support JLP, get some punchy coffee today, says this Eric.
Right on, thank you.
The Great White Pope says if Israel fails, they can have a piece of Mexico.
That's for sure.
Eric, the other Eric, 5 coffees. Can you make a shirt with you as Morpheus from The Matrix? Throne jacket, aviators. Offering us the red or blue pill? That's what you do every day. You offer us the truth or to stay blind in the hell of our imagination. It would be an amazing shirt, he says.
Thank you. I like your suggestion.
ALL says $6 billion wasted. That's a lot of snacks. Yum, yum.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you to Dominic. Three coffees. No message to
amazing.
My knowledge.
Amazing. Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you to Greenwall, Kid Combo, Misty, Wolf336, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew, as always. Very kind.
And amazing.
Shout out to the Pilled support, Pilled viewers. Make sure you go watch Hake on Pilled after this. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Amazing.
Sweet.
Thank you all so much. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. If you don't see that by now, well, everybody has the same thought, the same feeling, the same reaction. Situation might be a little different, but it's the same spirit. It's a battle with good and evil. Really, it's not you. And in order to have the life that you want, if it made possible, you can literally have perfect peace on earth. But you got to let go of the ego. You must die from the false self by being aware of it and not calling it you. Forgive your mothers. Forgive your fathers. God will forgive you. And for those who say, well, I'm not a Christian. I like what Jesse say, but I'm not a Christian. It's not about Christianity. It's about love. It's not about Christianity. Be not deceived. All right? It's about love. You got to drop your anger by becoming conscious. If you're unconscious, you're evil. If you're conscious, you're love. Any unconscious state is evil. Really, it really is. It's in the darkness. I am out of time. The Hake Report is coming now. He has a guest, Krishan the Dong. From Misfit Nation.
That's right.
Oh, I said it right. I like those shows with Krishan. Also, and then brand new episode of The Fall Estate. After that, The American Anchor Baby. And Sunday Morning Fellowship. Thank you for your support, folks. Donate to our fundraising thing there. All right, help us out there. I'm out of time. KC, a first-time call out of Kansas City. Carlos. Out of Canada. Jamil out of New Jersey. And the two callers just dropped. I'm out of time. Bye, y'all. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Because if you don't, then we lose. And then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Thank you, JL.